KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a good chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 82 with temperatures falling into the 70s this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Seven people have been arrested in Creston, four of them on drug charges. Creston police report 20-year-old Michael Phelps, 19-year-old Trevor Bacon, and 19-year-old Jeremy Ebrechtall of Creston were arrested just before 1 a.m. today at 102 South Sumner Street. The men each face a possession of controlled substance marijuana charge. They were being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. Friday evening, 52-year-old Kirby Conkler of Creston was arrested in the 400 block of North Vine Street on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and violation of a protection order. Conkler was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $2,000 bond. Also arrested in Creston was 27-year-old Julian Allison of Greenfield, who was charged Friday night with driving while revoked. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Earlier that same evening, Diane Woodhull of Creston was arrested for violation of a protective order. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $300 bond. And on Sunday, 48-year-old Karen Perez of Cudahy, Wisconsin, was arrested on a fourth-degree theft charge. Perez was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. An accident in Creston Saturday night resulted in $3,500 damage, but no one was injured. Authorities say a 2011 Chrysler Town & Country van was traveling east on West Adams Street at around 10:15 p.m. and had stopped because of traffic congestion at the intersection with North Lincoln Street when the van was hit from behind by a 2010 Honda Insight. The driver of that car, 27-year-old Amanda Jean Putzier of Creston, told authorities she didn't notice the van, driven by 34-year-old Corey Bisgard of Ankeny, had stopped. The woman accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake when she got too close, the action of which resulted in the collision. There were no citations issued. Police in Sioux City are urging people not to use a cell phone case that looks like a gun, saying the device could be confused for the real thing. Police Chief Doug Young says that the case could put people who carry it in danger. The case is designed to hold a smartphone and what would be the barrel of a handgun. It includes a pistol handle and trigger guard. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew said the phone case looks like a real gun if it's tucked into a waistband or pocket to hide the phone and show only the handle. A new online tool has been created to help gauge the well-being of Iowans and nudge Iowans to make improvements. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds is encouraging Iowa businesses, communities, and schools to use that tool.
This assessment tool is a great resource for those who want to seek change and positively impact the health of our state, but they may not know where to start. The assessment tool will provide immediate feedback on opportunities for improvement and access to resources that will help support those improvements.
Jamie Habrol is executive director of the Healthiest State Initiative, which led the effort to create the test.
Being healthy extends beyond physical activity and nutrition, and it includes other factors such as tobacco and substance abuse, dental health, community engagement, and emotional health. In the tool, you'll find questions about all of these areas.
The online tool, which is free, is available at www.iowahealthiaststate.com. A number of Iowa schools and businesses have already taken the assessment test as part of a pilot project. Among them is the Red Oak Senior High School, Wesley Life, Houghton State Bank, CDS Global, and RDG Planning and Design. Answers are scored and provide immediate feedback on how Iowa schools, workplaces, and communities support or put up roadblocks to the physical, emotional, intellectual, social, and spiritual health of Iowans. With the 4th of July holiday now in the books, it's straight ahead to Iowa's hottest days of summer, and that has parents being reminded of the dangers when it comes to children, vehicles, and heat stroke. There are children who die every year after being left in the heat in a vehicle unattended. And while the voices that follow always exclaim, "Not me," Jeanette Fennell with KidsInCars.org says,
"The worst mistake you can make is to think that this can't happen to you or someone in your family. We are human, and sometimes our memories let us down. So if we realize that everyone is capable of having something like this happen to them, we will put the correct safety measures into place."
Fennell says those safety measures include always looking before you lock or leaving an important item, such as your cell phone or handbag, in the back seat, so you have to open the back door and retrieve it every time you park. On average, 38 children die each year from heat-related deaths after being trapped inside motor vehicles. While most of those deaths are from parents leaving or forgetting their child is in the back seat, Fennell says about a third of them are from a child climbing into a parked car unnoticed. So she said you should always keep your vehicle locked, even if it's in your driveway or garage.
And then another thing that's very important is to make sure you have keys that are out of the reach of children. So many have remote openers, and the kids watch you use those, and they make noises, and the trunk pops open, you know, all those fun things. But it could be a death sentence in the hands of a child.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, temperatures inside of a car can rise more than 20 degrees in only 10 minutes, and even with an outside temperature of just 60, the temperature inside the car can reach 110 degrees. Elsewhere in the news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's focus has traditionally been on food production, agriculture, and natural resources. But under the administration of President Obama, the USDA also has taken on a broader rural economic development role. The agency has funded energy projects, small business loans, upgrades to power lines, and high-speed internet. Some don't consider financial support for such rural development projects to be among the agency's fundamental roles, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack disagrees. Vilsack is now promoting newly available funding of up to $800,000 to support farmers' markets and other local food initiatives. The USDA, since 2009, has invested $800 million in more than 29,000 local and regional food projects, including investments in 1,000 local food projects in Iowa and 617 in Nebraska. A 25-year-old inmate who escaped from the Iowa State Penitentiary Sunday morning was recaptured later that morning in Illinois. The Iowa Corrections Department said Justin Kessner was arrested by the Illinois State Police just south of Geneseo, Illinois, on Sunday morning. Kessner was roughly 100 miles from the prison in Fort Madison, Iowa, when he was caught. He was discovered missing from the prison at around 4:45 a.m. Sunday during a head count. Before his escape, he was last seen during a 1:30 a.m. count on Sunday. Kessner is serving a 10-year prison sentence related to two charges of theft in Woodbury County. Iowa prison officials say two inmates remain listed as escaped from the work release facility in Waterloo. The prison news release sent Sunday said 23-year-old Darius Kasten was placed on escape status following an unexcused absence. Kasten's been serving a 20-year sentence since May of 28th of 2010 for convictions of willful injury and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. He was transferred to the facility on May the 1st. Also missing from the Waterloo facility is 20-year-old Jared Brooks. On Saturday, Brooks was placed on escape status because he didn't return from work. He'd been serving a 10-year-old sentence for willful injury and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. He was transferred to work release on March 17th. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.